chukas polo. This is it. A short thing on chukas. A short thing. Rabbi said, "Dibartem el asela." There's a yalkut shemoni. The yalkut shemoni. It's not always quoted. Bishleimus. But it says, "Hikisem lo nemar elav dibartem." Omar le says, "Hakodesh Baruch Hu." What's the difference between dibur and hakol? Kishahanar kodon. Rabbi Maka Oisoi Umalamdoi. Once upon a time, that was the Derech Achinuch. That was the Derech Achinuch. If you weren't behaving in class, you got smacked. That's how it worked. My second grade Rebbe walked around with, I think it was like rubber suspenders. And if you didn't have your finger on the place, you didn't know the word when he asked you. Pull it back, and you got a zetz that hurt.
I was having guard.
Or
a guard, double knot.
A guard, they knew how to, like the wet towels at the mikvah. You know how to do it. Or I say, extremely painful. The rulers are like, I've never owned a ruler since second grade. I will not own a ruler. I have trauma. Anyway, once upon a time, that's how they did it. Kishanar koton rabbi maka oisai. But the nechud of maka oisai doesn't, it means force. Kivon shehigdil when he's a godl, bedibur hu miyasra. You don't hit a godl. You speak to him. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, kishahoya sela ze koton. This sela had a history. In Parshas Beshalach, there's also a ma'aseh vayitzamu ha'om l'mayim, didn't have water, and there Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzivui was to hit the sela. Dr. Eber said that then the sela was caught, hikisa. K'moshe ne'emar v'hikisa batzur. Aval achshav v'dibartem el ha'sela. That's the Medrash. In other words, like this, the nekuda here is, what's the difference between a cotton and a godl in this bechina? A cotton doesn't have das, it's a labar das. So if you have to get him to do the right thing, you can't talk to him. You have to use some type of force, either maka or love, other types of encouragement and incentives, it's called. Give him incentives, that's also other ways to get him to be mechanachim the right way. But if he's a godl, if he still needs that, that's a bad sign. If you have to smack him to behave, that's a bad sign. That's a simon that he doesn't have his own das. He's not oymed al das atzmi, he doesn't have das. A godl wears a das, that's the koyach of a person's seichel. He understands and then he follows the seichel. Because he's maven, there's two nekudas. He's maven and his seichel leads him. Not. So it seems like the Eibishter wanted to bring out this message. The nekuda of a dibartim is to bring this out to Klal so that they should understand the same thing. What was supposed to be nilmad from here? That 40 years ago, that's when the first ma'aseh happened, they were b'chinuch and ketanim. So we had to be machriach them in different fashions. But now they're gedolim. And when they hear the Dvar Hashem, so they're going to understand on their own and automatically be nimshach after it. That was the message. That's Klal Yisrael, what's supposed to understand from the Baratim is that what is a godl? What is a godl, and that you have the ability, that you have the ability to follow your seichel. It's a limud. It's a limud. We have to learn that. That is the chiluk between a cotton and a godl. A person sometimes has a bechin of katnus, and he can only do things because other people are doing it for this reason, that reason. I need an incentive. I don't have a cheshek in this. But he has to realize that he has a seichel, and part of being a godl. Cotton is soymech al shulchan achayim. That's the definition of a cotton in the Gemara. He's soymech al shulchan achayim because he can't. Godel is soymech al shulchan atzmo. You have the das to understand, and your das, your seichel could lead you. Tzemor de kazach, that was the lesson. But the Medrash goes on, the Yalkut goes on and says, That was the seller was caught in Aval Akshav. Listen, today, you read this Adoris. You read this, and they're not allowed to hit kids today. Not allowed to hit kids today. They say it doesn't work. The Mevinim say it doesn't work anymore. But the Nikud is the same, so you find a different way. You don't use physical force. Physical force doesn't work. So find a different way. You give, like I said, you give incentives and trips and other things. But there's a certain time where you get to a Vachin of Gatlas where you're supposed to. So I don't know today. I think the Yerida Sedarius is Poshet in the Sheer Gatlas. When is the Sheer Gatlas today? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's like 30, 35. I don't know. I don't know when the Sheer Gatlas, when is it? Yeshivas, a lot of the yeshivas today, the older boys, teenagers, you have, it's all about it's the American yeshivas, a lot of, depends where, depends for who, incentives, but that's kind of cool, the person has to realize, but the Medrash, this, the Yalkut Shimoni says another statement, it says, Akshav v'dibartim el ha-sela, shona olav perek echod, v'hu moitzi mayim en ha-sela. Shona Olo Perek Echad. Another gear says Shona Olo Perek Echad Ushtayim. What type of Dibur? It wasn't only the Dibar to the Narako. What should Moshe Rabbeinu say? Don't talk to the rock about giving the water. Learn. Shona Olo Perek Echad Ushtayim. Sit down. Learn up with him a Mishnah. Learn up with him a Sugya. The Mayim will come out. The way to be Moitzi the Mayim, in other words, the lesson that was supposed to be brought out of it was the Koyach HaTorah. You thirsty? The Netziv in the Herch of Dova is very mirich about this. Very mirich about this. Shona Olo Perek Echad Ishnayim. Just sit down and learn. And if you're thirsty when you're learning, the faucets open up. They open up. A cotton doesn't understand that. That was Koyde Matan Torah. This is after Matan Torah. This letter. But I'll put him, that's this Medrash of Shona Olo. Parshas Balak. There's a. There's a Svasemes. Says a Deher. Says a Deher that Balak, Melech Moyov, sent to Bilam to hire to be Mekalel, and he said, Hine am yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Hine kiso es ein ha'oretz. Uhu yoyshev mi muli. What does it mean, kiso es ein ha'oretz? Difum shotam Rashi means that they covered over the ayin of the oretz. Does that mean, kiso es ein ha'oretz? One pshat that it's a lotion of how big they are. You can't even see that they're so big. Rashi brings another pshat. Svasemis explains, Ein ha'oretz means the gashmius cook on the world. Ein ha'oretz is the way your einayim see the world. A piece of science. There's certain rules in teva. One learns science, astronomy, astrology, you learn everything, and you know how things work. Everything, certain rules. The sun rises when the moon is noilad. Everything in the world have behemoth. Comes this Am out of Mitzrayim, and they changed the rules. There are no rules. There's Eser Makos. Mayim could be Dam, Ofer could be Kinim. Eish and Mayim that cannot coexist. Here we saw they do. It's totally, there's a different, they brought out a Pnimius in the Bria that everything we thought and we understood is all trivial. They're ruining everything. We have to throw out all our science books. Everything we know is wrong. And they sent it to Bilam. Bilam was a koisim. Part of the Nachish and koisim is very, very built on the Ein Ha'oretz. What happens if there's a black cat that crosses your trail, if you walk under a ladder, a different siman, a pasnof al miyoda. There's all things in the Gashmias that are simonim. Comes Klali Zolad and Mitzrayim. We can't live with this. You can't live with this. It's a different world. It's a different world. That's what it means. Kiso is a taich. Kiso is ein oretz. Till now, when we're making milchomas, so we know how to make a milchoma. We know that tanks are stronger than infantry, and planes are stronger than tanks, and if you have missiles, it's stronger than that. We know all the plans. We can throw out all our war books. This is something else that's going on over here. Nothing makes sense. We're not ready for this. We're not ready for such a world. That was the time. That was part of the time. It's a first cousin, a second cousin of Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, what he wrote. The reason they have to get rid of, in his booklet, the reason we have to get rid of the Eden, why do you have to kill all the Jews? What is it? What is it about the Jews? What's the bottom line? You have to get rid of what? Why do you want to get rid of the Eden? Does it make any sense, Rabbi Sain, to get rid of the Eden? They bring all the money to any place. Okay, so they have some also. So parasites, they sit and learn. No, they're not. Any big organizations and chesed organizations and businesses and ideas, most of the patents and inventions in the world, more than two-thirds, were all needed. All the inventions, if you look at the patents, they're all inventions. They all came from the right? Mark, who is it? Mark Twain has an essay. It's Mark Twain. The one whose essay is that, right? It's Mark Twain. Puts it from a Goyisha. To me, must take a look. Whoa. Look at this. Nechoshma. Because, so he wrote over there, is because they give us a guilty conscience. The Jews, they give us a guilty conscience. We can't live and sleep well and eat well. They're mechayev. That a person can be much more choshev and bigger than we want to be. We can't enjoy life and do whatever in the world we want with these people there. They give us the reason why they're such a sinner. And the same thing with the chilonim, that they cannot. What's this sinner about b'nei Torah learning? What is it? It really, that's the bottom line, because they don't go to the army. That's the bottom line. That's what they say. Yeah, that's, it makes sense. That's not the bottom line. It's far from the bottom line. Maybe also they have trouble over there. That's not what it's about. But it's a machayev. They want to do whatever they want. No rules. Don't work on yourself. Don't become big. Don't become choshev. Follow the Eibush. Do whatever it is, Hashem. And they're giving us it gives a guilty conscience. You can't enjoy life with these people. They're changing all the musig of what a person is. Here, Klal Yisrael changed what the metzias in the world is. Kiso es eino oretz. They changed what a person could be also. Let's mention that. I was in school, we had a region to test everybody on science. And I think it was like a region. And one of the questions was, what were the nine planets? There were nine planets then. Planets. There's a way to remember it, right? There's a... You know? Back to school. There's a simon, how to remember. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. There's a simon. No? Oh. See, because the chinuch changed, that's why. I had to know it. But anyway, the question of name all the planets. My very earthly mother, Bahu. And I left out the last one. Neptune was the last one. Pluto. And I got it wrong. I only wrote down eight, whatever it was, I got it wrong, I left out Pluto. And lo and behold, years ago, 10, 12, 15 years ago, they all of a sudden realized that Pluto was not a planet. It's not. They thought it was, but they were able to get closer to it, and they saw it was just balls of gas that they thought was a planet, and it's not. So I wasn't sure what to do, go back, be today. So I'm right. See, that's when it changes. They get small, and so they realize what they thought is this, and they thought that. This is not. That's not. Kisos ein oretz. That's one word. Had an apostle. When they went to Bilam with his son, they went to Bilam and they said, "Hine am yotza mi Mitzrayim. Hine kisos ein oretz." The lashon is am yotza mi Mitzrayim. And we notice when they came to Bilam, Bilam says to the Eibishter, Hashem says to me Anoshim Ha'ele, and Bilam says to Hashem, he says, Bolok and Tzipor Sholach Elai, Hinei Ha'om Ha'yotze Mi Mitzray. Ha'yotze. Bolok said, Am Yotze, in a past tense. And Bilam says, Ha'am Ha'yotze, which is a present. Ha'yotze. They're still Yotze. So I once used to say that the Pshat is the Bolok. He was a Poshta guy, so he thought it was a one-time thing. They went out, finished. That was the beginning of this man, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Bolok was saying to Bilam, don't worry, they had a good beginning of this man. Now already they shvachened up. It's already heavy into this man. The last chodesh, the Am Yotza, they went out with a shtarkai. Don't worry, you'll be able to be makalo that, he was telling me. Bilam, when he was telling them, Bilam chapt. Bilam chapt, who Klal Yisrael is. He was in Mi Yeshiva, they go till Tisha B'Av. So Bilam said, listen, this is more serious. This is not an Am Ha'yotze, this is an Am Ha'yotze. They're holding stark, they're Yotze. Every day they're still Yotze. Al Kuporim, that was my pshat. The Sfas Emes says a different pshat. That, like Rashi brings down, Bilam said, L'cho orally, and Bolok, when he's, Bolok, I mean, said L'cho orally, but Bilam says to Hashem, he says, Kovali. Kovas a stark aloshim. Rashi says that Bilam had a bigger sinner. Kova is kosher, the orally. Bilam had a bigger sinner, so everything Bilam repeated was with a bigger sinner than Bolok. So, Lefizeh, Yotze has to be worse than Yotze. It's worse. So, explains this Vasemes, Yotze in past tense means it's over. Mitzrayim is behind us. Tumas Mitzrayim, everything that happened in Mitzrayim, the Golos, Yotzam in Mitzrayim. And Bilam, when he was talking to the Eibishter, he said, no, Am HaYotze, they're still Shaykh to Mitzrayim. They didn't get over it yet, don't worry. You think you took them out, that they're so Kaddish Vitor, they're still Meshech Shaykhi. In his Lashon, Bilam wanted to be Machzir Klal Yisrael, to be Mekashir them to Mitzrayim. He wanted to be Machzir them to the Chatoim, and the levels of Tumah they were on in Mitzrayim. They're not finished yet. To Am HaYotze in Mitzrayim. So that's what he says. He wanted to bring up all the history, all the baggage that Klal Yisrael has. So the milfaneinu, what's miyachareinu? Is this miyachareinu? Is the past baggage that the son can listen? The past baggage, by the way, doesn't always mean something that happened 10 years ago. Which bogs us down. It could be something that happened at the beginning of this man. Anyway, there was a few weeks in the year, this man, that weren't great for this reason, that reason. So what, now it's going to be the best? Maybe I should leave a little early. It could be in a day. First Seder, I woke up late. It didn't work out. So, you know what, forget it. I'll start tomorrow. You're going to start. You're going to come in. Abacha once walked in. First Seder, 11. After 11. And he comes over to me and says, Rebbe, I want you to know I woke up late today. I missed tefillah b'tzibur, I missed matan kriyas shema. Woke up very late. You want to know what time? I said, if you want to tell me? I don't care. He didn't tell me. He wanted me to take it to tell me what time, which I didn't. I said, yes. He said, but I remember the shmooze about v'hose sota me'acharei. And my Yetzar told me, you're going to walk into the Beis Medrash at 11 o'clock. And what, are you going to sit down with the Mar Mekoymus and go to... You missed it already. Chavrus is probably angry at you. Everyone's going to look at you. I said, nothing doing. My Rebbe told me about that Yetzar. I'm walking in 11:05 with my head up. I will take out the Mar Mekoymus and stop, do the Gemara, and I'll get Shia. That's why I came in. He was very serious. It wasn't a joke. He was serious. I guarantee you that day went down in history for him. He showed himself he could do it. It would have been a wasted day. But this was Bilam's, says the Sfas Emes, and I think he adds this on, or I am adding it on, I don't remember. That later on, in the Klolos, the Brochos of Bilam, it says, Kael Moitzion Mitzrayim. Kel Moitziyam Hashem. It's also a present lesson. Doesn't the Hashem took them out? What's Moitziyam? Moitzi. Moitzi. Is it a lashon, a past lashon, or a present lashon? What's Moitzi? Is it past or present? Does anyone know? I will tell you. There's a Gemara in Brochos on Daf Lamed Ches. When you make Birchas HaMoitzi, do you say, Ton Rabbonon Mahu Oimer, HaMoitzi Lechem, Lechem and Oretz, because you're eating it, Hashem took it out. Reb Nechemya Oimer, Moitzi Lechem and Oretz. Omar Rova, Moitzi Kulei Alma Loibrigi Da'apik Mashma. Everyone agrees the word Moitzi is good, because it means L'sha'ovah. Machlok is it by HaMoitzi. But Moitzi is a good lashon, because Hashem made it grow already. What's the right that Moitzi is mashmo in the past? Dichziv kel moitziyom mimitzrayim. Pasuk in Parshas Bo, kel moitziyom. Moitziyom, but it means it's over. It says that Or Chaim over here, your side is next week, Tesvav Tamas. That's the Or, this was his last, Bolok, this was his last Parsha. The best Piyushim in Or Chaim is in Parshas Bo. That's the Or Chaim Parshas Bo. He says, the Or HaChaim, even though the Gemara says, Moitzi kuli alma loipligi da apik mashmo, but if the Torah really meant the past Lashon, so you could have said a Lashon of a mamash, you could have said hoitzio, kel hoitzio. Why do you say Moitzi? He says, it must be, even though Moitzi, the pashtos is mashmo da apok, but it has a mashmois of the present also. It has that mashmois. The Torah didn't want to use a Lashon that's mashmo only in the past. We want to use a lashon. Hashem took you out, but that has also a mashmoy, a present. V'hu al derech b'chol dover d'orchayim otem liretz etzatzmoy ki'ilu yotzo mimetzrayim. Ki leil pesach mitzbar makoiches me'aklipo v'noisofen v'chulu. There's a bechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving a person siyata d'shmaya of the moitzi mimetzrayim. This is what's connected Bilam. Bilam said, hinei am yotzi, not yotzo, yotzi, they still have their baggage. What's the answer? Yeah, we do. But we still have the Eibishter taking us out, so it's not a problem. The Siyata Deshmaya to get out that baggage. This is true. The Gemara says that Bikshu Likvoya Parshas Bilam in Kriyashma. Chazal wanted to be Kaveh Parshas Bilam in Kriyashma, but they didn't because of Tircha de Tzibura. What does Parshas Bilam have to do with Kriyashma? To Kashan the Meforshim or bothered with Kriyashma, Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, Mitzvahs. What does Parshas Bilam have to do with Kriyashma? It says the Sfasem is because in Kriyashma there's Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this is a prat in Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not only Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim. It's Bilam is trying to be Machziros, but he's not Matzliach. He'll never will be Matzliach. Kel Mitzriyim. Okay. But that was a Vikuach. Bilam saw the baggage. There's another Nakuda. When, before Bilam left, what does it say? Vayachavosh Bilam, Es Chamoyre. Vayokom Bilam Baboike Vayachavosh Es Asoinoi. Now he did have other people to do it for him. So why did he do it himself? It says Rashi, Mikan Shahasino Mikalkeles Es Ashura. Shura means the Shura Sadin, how a person should act. What's norm, his comfort zone, what's mechubit for him. Not to be mevazi yourself. But if you have a sinner, you lose boundaries and you lose control and you do meshumadikta things that are not fit for you. That's called Mikalkel Hashura. Sinner's Mikalkel Hashura. Omra Kodesh Bohu Rosha. Kivar Kadomcho Avram. You're not the first one to do this. Avram was already Koidim you. Shenema Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Vayacha Voishes Chamoyer. And Rashi says on the Apostle, Mikan. What does Rashi say in the Apostle? Vayokum Avram Baboiker. Vayacha Voishes Chamoyer. Says Rashi, Mikan Shah Avo. Mikalkil Es Ashur. Avram Avinu should not have been saddling donkeys. But the Ava Hashem is Mekalkel Es Ashur. See, a moment to Gazach over here. What's the point? Shasina mekalkel. The point. The point is that when a person is mekalkel es hashura, you have extra siyata d'shmaya, you're a tzaddik, tzitzkes tzaddik, from ois reish mem ches, including reish mem tes, a little bit in reish nun. He talks about the inyan of cheshek. He talks about the inyan of cheshek. And he said when a person's cheshek, Iker ha'odam hu ha'cheshek shebeliboy, shebo yisroi ne ala malochi. And that's called yetzer, is the cheshek. It's toiv, yetzer toiv, yetzer ra. When a person's cheshek, he's misoirer, and he has a big, big cheshek, it's roiseach es aguf, and it becomes part of him. Whatever a person's iker cheshek for goes into his DNA and will be in his children. There's an arichas about this. But he says when a person has a cheshek, it works. Bein l'toiv and bein l'ra. One of his rises from Bilam, one of the most determined people in the Chumash is Bilam. To start up and go be Mekal Klal Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything stacked against him. Hashem tells him, don't go. And he goes. The Malach tries to kill him, and he goes. It's not working the first time, and he goes. He had a tremendous determination. And al zeh omru chazal, b'derech she'odom roitza leilech, moilichin oisa. If you're roitza leilech, moilichin oisa. It says in Tzadok, if a person has a cheshek, an emes of burning cheshek for something, he will succeed. Adds on, unless, b'tanai, that there's no din mishpat, that he shouldn't have this. Sometimes a din mishpat, loy magia lecho, either the toiv or ra, that you can change. But if there's no mishpat, then you can get things that even if you're not roi for. But he talks about the cheshek, but what I want to add on here is, the siman of that is, are you willing to be mekalkel es hashura? The reason why Bilam went and was mekalkel es hashura, because that shows you're willing to give from yourself. I have rules, I have a comfort zone. That doesn't matter when it comes to this. If you are mekalkel es hashura, the Eibishter will automatically be moilich you in that way. Says the Eibishter, you're being mekalkel es hashura for klolok. Avraham Avinu did it already. Klal Yisrael has that milo. You find the maila of mekalkel es hashura brings the Or HaChaim. Talk about Or HaChaim, turn to it next week. The Or HaChaim in Parshas Yisro. He's talking about Vayom HaShlishi, Bo Midbar Sinai. And then after it says Vayisu Mi Rafidim, it's out of order. It's out of order. It says, came Tarsina. And afterward, he says the Psukim are out of order. Why is that? Because as soon as you mentioned the month of Sivan, we've been waiting since Bria Sa'olam for Matan Torah. So the Pasuk jumps out of place. Boom, it was before we can even get to the details. Sha'ava Mekalkelis Ashur. He brings its Mekalkelis Ashur. The Psukim, the Psukim, the order of the Psukim, they hear some the Sivan. See, we're here. Bo Midasine, we're here. In Sefer Bereishis, it's in Mayetze. Leah, by Rochel and Leah. Rochel found Dudoim, and Leah made Reuven found the Dudoim, and Rochel wanted it. And Leah made a deal. She said, I'll give you the Dudanoam, but I'll get Yaakov. And Rochel, yes, what? It's one of the Imohis. What is it, a sale? It's far from a Mechubad de Gazach, what was going on over here, on Leah. Rochel wanted Dudanoam, so we'll make a deal. What is he, a piece of meat? Yaakov, he says, the Or HaChaim, that the Emois had a Ruach HaKodesh, that this night is going to be the Ibur of Yisochar. Divinei Torah, Talmidei Chacham of Klal Yisrael. And if so, Leah went all out. It doesn't make a difference what it takes. She'ava mekalkeles hashuva. Says Ava's mekalkeles. She had Ava's haTorah. I must have Yisrael. Was mekalkeles hashuva. Unbelievable. All over you'll find Binyanei Torah. Ava mekalkeles hashuva. He brings it down. I will be moisif. That lechayrif Leah knew that tonight was Yisrael, the Hebrew of Yisrael. So Rachel also lechayrif. So why did Rachel give it up? So once all this in a kadmai, because Rachel knew the chances of giving birth tonight is more by Leah than her. So she was mevater. You think Rachel was only mevater once when she gave the simonim to Leah? No, it wasn't only once. It was a second time over here. She knew that the Hebrew of Yisrael is going to be brought down to the Neshama of Yisrael is coming down to the world tonight. And Leah, her sister, has a better chance than her. She says, you know what? Abi is Yisrael. So it won't be for me. Akoponim. That's the Ava Mekalkel. And there's a sefer called Tehillah LeDavid. It's a choshev sefer for people who learned halacha. They know the sefer Tehillah LeDavid. And he says in the Hakdama a word, good word, Tehillah LeDavid, good word. He says the derech, the klal by brochas is when there's a bakosha or haido, first you moida al ha'ovar and mevakish al ha'osim. That is the general klal. You don't just ask, you're moida, but first you're moida al ha'ovar, and then you're mevakish al for the future. That is the order of things. So he asks like this, Birchas HaToyru, we say every morning, the first bracha, Sher Kedeshonu b'mitzvoitzu b'tzivonu la'asoik, b'divrei Torah, so we say with a lamed, la'asoik b'divrei Torah. You don't say al. Fits the klal of lamed for some. You have to know the klal of when you say li, when you say al. La'asoik b'divrei Torah, and then there's two more brachas. V'harivno, finu v'zamcho, and then after it is asher bochar bono. Says v'harivno is a bakosha for Torah. Asher bochar bono is a hoidah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it us. He says the order is fakert. After the birchas hamitzvahs, first you should say Asher Baruch Avonu, thank you for what you gave us. And then the Bakosha, can we have more? The order is off. That's his kasha. He answers. He says, you're right, the order should be. But as soon as you make the bracha, because the mitzvah is in the ready learning, he says, the cheshek of Torah, the avas of Torah is so great, it should be so great, that I can't wait to be moited. He says, it's mekalkel es hashura. And we just jump and we say, no, can we have some more Torah of a harav? No, yeah, I'll get to the thank you after. The order. This is Moshe Lamad Dova Doime. So let's say a person's going around looking for donations. Someone gives you $100. So you say, thank you very much. Very appreciative of helping me out. You know, it's a shame. Maybe I'll be back in 6 months. Is it okay? You mind if I come? You give a hoidoh. And if you're walking down, you say, I need some money for something, someone sticks his hands in his pocket and gives you $10,000. What's the next thing you're going to say? And I'll tell you what the next thing is. No, by the way, I thank you, you know, even before the thank you, say, you know, I have another tzorich. I have another. The guy's just throwing out money like this. I'll get to the thank you in a minute, but before the thank you, he's going to say, maybe you have something in the other pocket, just a little bit that you don't need, you know. So by Torah, the cheshit, to get Torah, he says, is so great. The Ava has to be mekalkel es hashura, and Amela, we start with the Bakosha al-Ozim before the Hoidah. He brings down a posuk in Tehillim, Boruch Ato Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. If you're somebody showing him, that's a Birchas HaTorah. The Torah brings down. It's Lamdeni Chukecha, it's a Birchas HaTorah. He says, you never find a Bakosha in a Brocha Kitzorah. Any bakosha has to have a proper Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech, not Baruch Ata Hashem. There's no bakosha in the bracha. So what's David HaMelech saying over here? So he says the Tilul David Emshech. The plan of David HaMelech was to say the whole bracha. That was the plan. Bracha Aruka before the Bakosha. But he couldn't hold himself back. As soon as he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he said, come on, Adeni Hukech. These two Nakudas in Birchas HaTorah has the Bechin of Ava Mekalkelis HaShura. But Mekalkelis HaShura has tremendous koichas. Bilam wanted it. He couldn't do it because Avram had it. Everyone has their comfort zone. We're used to certain things. Some of us, it's hard to stay to the end of this man. Everyone has their comfort zone that's like, but when you break that and you're willing to go out of a person's comfort zone, and yeah, that's called Mekalkelis HaShur. That is called Mekalkelis HaShur. And it has tremendous koyach. It has tremendous koyach. I once heard from Adam Gottlob, Shlomo Fischer. He said, after in the morning by the Parsha Sakeda, after the Parsha Sakeda, after the Parsha Sakeda, so we say, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam over there. Kemoshe Kovash Avraham Avinu Es Rachamov Mi Ben Yechida Hulu Kein Yichvashu Rachameinu Es Kascho Mi Oleinu V'yigoylu Rachamecho Al Mido Esecho. It's a Bakosha, just like Avraham did. You should be Kovash your Racham the Kash, Nichvash V'yigoylu Rachamecho V'tikone Zitonu Lefnin Lishuras Linecho. Look over some things. Go with us Lefnin Mishuras Adin. So Itayin is, this is the only place that we ask the Eibishter straight up, be noyeg with us, not lefi the shuras adin. Give us lefni mi shuras adin. It's the only place. It's what. Why was the Akeda have that power? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't go with the shuras adin. Just ignore the rules and regulations. Because Avram was mekalkelis HaShur. He was mekalkelis HaShur Vayach. When you're mekalkelis HaShur, the Eibishter is mekalkelis HaShur. Shlomo Fischer. Very good. Roy Lemishomna. I'll just say, one at a time, my Sophia, at the end of the Parsha, if the Bilam fails, he failed. He wasn't able to be Mekala. Hashem was Mahapik Lebroch. And he also didn't get his money. He wanted a lot of money. Back in his business, he went to collect his money. It was back and forth, the whole shine over here. Bilam said, you owe me money. They made a deal. And Bolot says, no. Big shayla was he chayiv to pay or not chayiv to pay? Big shayla. If it's chiras or kablonos, it's a shayla in choshe mishpat. If you hire someone to work for you, even if it's a sochir, even if he doesn't finish the job, but you hired him. But if it was kablonos, so I hired you to do a certain job if you didn't do it. So pastors, it was kablonos over here, not a chiras, it was kablonos. Job. It was a job. So, what was the argument over here? Did he do? There was an argument if he did the job or not. What do you think about it? Bilam said, I cursed Elamai. The Eibishter took what I said and flipped it all around. I didn't say it's good. Bilam just had to come up with the klolo. But that it should take effect. that the Eibishter ruined. There was a whole bunch. Lamaisa, Bilam comes back and he says, I'll give you one eitzah. At the end of the parsha, the mice would cheat them that they were nichshal in the avodah zarah bal peor. Bilam gave this eitzah. It was all Bilam's eitzah. Vayeshev yisol vashitim vayochel ha'om liznois. There was nus in avodah zarah of bal peor. It's more than gazach. Bilam got smart. Bilam said like this. There's no one that has a power of klola like me. Yedei lechaven hashor. And if I couldn't succeed here, it means every avenue of is locked in Shemayim. There's nothing you can do to start up with these people. Nothing. Ki Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not koyis. No, so what's the etza? How do you bring them down? They have to bring themselves down. So the Chochm of Bilam. There's no way to start up with the Yim. But there is a way. They can only do it to themselves. find a way that they could be nichshal and a chet, snu safek the zora, then you got it. It's a person's worst enemy. You're always blaming everything on other people and other things. We bring ourselves down. That was Bilam's eitz over here. It was the avodah zarah bar. What was it about Balfour? It's a difficult kayadua. It's a difficult avodah zarah to understand. Rashi brings down the avodah zarah of Balfour. Al shem shepoyin lefon of piat abas. They would go to the bathroom there. The Gemara says, "Mishuladika, disgusting things was this avodah." How do you understand? And Klaus Wall was nitzmat to it. Nitzmat. By tzomed. The Gemara even says in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, a certain, maybe an Isha Goy, an Isha Isha, that was over every Avodah Zorah in the world for a certain reason. But when they came to, she came to Baal Peor, Adkan. Not this. No, not this. And Klaus Wall was by tzomed. How could that be? How could that be? Something doesn't make sense. The answer is because Chaim Shulevit says the Nakuda of Baal Peor was, what was the Nakuda? It was Prikas Oil. You can do whatever you want. It's a Hefkeris with no rules. Walk around without clothes. Walk around without clothes. Do whatever you want. Who made the rules here? Who says there's rules in this world of what's Makubal and what's not? This is how I feel. This is what I want to do. Let me do what I want. It's a prikas oil. Hefkeres is his nusach. There's a big yetzahara for that. It's a big yetzahara. But the biggest yetzahara for that is by Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Why is that? Because the goyim don't have an oil. Anyway, they can do. So if they decide, this I don't want to do, fine. They don't have an oil. Klal Yisrael has an oil. Oil tayru mitzvahs. The biggest yetzahara to become hefke, to be parek oil, is by us. So that's why they were by Yitzma. But I wanted to time it like this, because I love the Shavuot here. Bilam was trying to be mekalkel as Ashur, he was unsuccessful. Avram Avinu pulled it off already, Litzad HaToif. So the Atzas Bilam, what this Eitzah is another Eitzah. Take away the Shura. If a person doesn't have any Shura, he doesn't have what to be mekalkel. A person doesn't have time, so I come on time, do it. If you do anyway what you want, you can't be mekalkel as Ashura. Anyway, do what you want. No rules, no regulations. I do what I want when I want. You want to be mekalkel, take away the Ashura. But Rabbi said like this. I'm going to end up with one avort over here. The Mishnah says in Ovis, it's important to know. The Mishnah in Ovis says in Perek, hey, Kol sheyesh bo shloisha dvorim ha'elu halolu is mitamido shel Avrom. Ruach toiva, ayin toiva, ruach nemucha, nefesh shvelo. But if you have another three, you're a talmid of Bilam. Ayin ro'o, ruach gevoya, v'nefesh rechova. You're a talmid of Bilam. Obviously, I'm grappling with this. Why are you a talmid of Bilam? What does that mean? What does that mean you're a talmid of Bilam? You have bad midas like Bilam. Bilam. This was Bilam. Ayin ro ruach gevoya nefesh rechofo. Why? So he has bad midas. He has to work on his midas. Bilam also had that. Why are you a Talmud? What was your Talmud? Maybe similar. Are you a Talmud? Because he's similar. But you learned his midas from Bilam. If you learned it out from Bilam, okay, you're a Talmud of Bilam. I want to follow. What makes you a Talmud of Bilam? The answer is like this. A person's midas affect not only how I'm going to act, if I'll be bekas, if I'll be a nice person. A person views the world and acts al pi his midas. A person learns up a sugya accordingly with his midas. Moshe. Right at the beginning of the parasha, all three midas can be found in Bilam in this week's parasha, Rashi, Spatz, each one. Right at the beginning, Hashem, what does Hashem say to Bilam? And Bilam says, listen, they want me to go, they need me, they're hiring me. Vayomer lekim el Bilam, loy selech imohem. Loy sa'or es'om kiborov. Basically, black on white be mezuzah. The rochel bitcha tana. Hashem says, don't go. Big neon lights. Don't go. What is Bilam? The next morning he goes to Balak and he says, Hashem said, Me'ein Hashem l'sisi to give me lahalich imochem. When Hashem said, don't go, what do you mean don't go? So he tells me not to go. He meant, I can't go with you. You guys are not mechubad enough. It's a bazillion for me. I can't go with such not chosh of the people. It says, Rashi, lahalich imochem, elo imsorim gidoy l'mikem, lamadnu shiruchoy gavoya. That means what Bilam was lying, he didn't say he was a shakra. Maybe he was, also shakra. It's because he had a ruach gevoya, he learned up the tzivuya. Because this was the pirish, it's a pirish Rashi, it's a pirish Tosfos, and it's a pirish Bilam. L'sei l'chimohem, what does it mean, l'sei l'chimohem? Not to go b'chad. It must mean, this is how he learned up the nevuah. This is how he learned it up. Like Haman. Shemir says to Haman, what should we do to give schar to someone who did a toiva to the king? So Haman thinks, he says, he went through the 8 billion people on the planet one by one. There is no one besides me. It must be me. So what is the proper Fadimian. Yeah, that's a ruach gevoya that comes up with the shtikl Torah. That's the first. Where do we have it right there? A second time, Rashi brings the second Mida, when Balak begs him to come. Balak says, Kom rachabetcho. And Bilam says, Vayomer Bilam al avni Balak, im yitin li Balak, maloy beis hakesef v'zov, even if he gives me all the money that he has, lo yuchal avni Hashem. He was trying to show that I can't do, if Hashem is not going to let me, but what's the mashal? So if you have to give a mashal, that, you know, even if you want me to do this, I can't do it. What's the mashal? Give a mashal. How do we, a person's mashal. Mashal is a way to explain something. How do we give a mashal of something? I don't know. You think about it. So for me, this is like, you're begging me to do something with you. I can't do it. Bilam's mashal is, even if you give me all the money in the world, I can't do it. So it's Rashi, Lamadnu she. Nafsho Yerchova, his Mechamed Mamanach, that's all he thinks about is money. Money. Because if you give me all the money in the world and I can't do something, you know that I can't do it. Now you know that I can't do it. That's his thing. That's the Moshe. Where's the other place? The third place? We find it later on. Where? Where is it? Where is it? Give me the pasuk. Vayisa, it says Vayisa Bilam es Einov. Where's that pasuk? I can't hear you.
Right before the third pasuk. Right before Matur.
Vayisa Bilam es Einov. Says Rashi, Bikes lahachnes bohem ayin ro. Vahare, yesh lecha shalosh midos. We now found all three. Ayin ro, ruach gevoye v'nefesh rechova. Rashi makes a summary. Vahare. Funny Rashi. It sounds like Rashi is a treasure hunt. We're looking for the three. There are three things there. Find them. I find the first. We found it. Ruach Gevoya, we found the Nefesh. We got it. What's the treasure hunt about? What's this treasure hunt about? Stop to find the verse. Rashi means, if Bilam has these midas, you will see it when he talks in learning, when he learns up Nevuah, when he gives Mishalom, what he's doing, what he's acting. His life will be up to his midas. It has to be. So, Mamela Zogdech Hazoy. Kol mi sheyesh bo shalosh midas halalu is mitam midas shabila means, if you have these three midas, you're going to learn up a sugya like Bilam did. You're going to live life like Bilam did. You're going to make decisions like Bilam. So you're Talmud. Talmud does what the Rebbe does. This is what was kaveh for Bilam. So that's what it means, you're a Talmud. You have to learn Musa. Fixing your midas is not only about, okay, I need to put it on the side. There's another mida in Bilam that I want to mention. I see. Over here, the voice is very important. In Bilam meets the osay. In the osay, the pure osay. So it says, Hashem sent the osay and made a mace. The pure osay, Mishish is very gracious, to send Bilam back. Unbelievable. To send Bilam back, the Loshna Posik is, the Vayisyatzev Malach Hashem Baderech Lesotol. The mice is Sotol. What does Rashi say there? Well, it's one of my favorite Rashis on the Parsha. Rashi says, L'sotam loy, malach shel rachamim hoyo. Which one was it? Maisa sotam? Well, we call it, when we use the Moshe, it's a maisa sotam. It means when there's something preventing us, staring us, just comes up again. And Rashi says, what is it? Malach shel rachamim. What's going on over here? Let me live. All I want to do is go on my way. Three times there's something stopping. Dry mold. My awesome can't go. Is Bilam? He would text. The boy said, I'm trying to go. Don't worry, I'm on my way to be Mekalel, Klal Yisrael, but there's some Maisa Sutton over here that's not letting me go. Thank you for your attention. I'm sure that's what Bilam would text that. And what is it really? What is it really? Malach shel racham. I always say that's a limud. Many times in life, it's a maisa sotam. And you think it's a maisa sotam. Something is, it could be in a shidduch you're running after. And just something comes up again and again. The answer is, you made your hishtatlus, leave it. You made a good hishtatlus, leave it. If it's supposed to go through, it'll go through. If not, not. Parnosa, it can happen many times. You have to know where the gvul is sometimes, how much you should be mishtatel. But when you come back and you say there's a maisa sotam that's preventing you, it is lav dafka maisa sotam. There was once, someone was very involved in a shidduch, he wanted it for his sister, a certain bocher, many years ago. And he was a good bocher, he was in via geffen, He wanted it very, very badly, very chosh of a bocher in yeshiva. Very harsh. And he couldn't get it off the ground. Something came up once and again, twice. Kept on coming out. It was mamish and funny things like a maisa sotam. So he asked me, maybe we should go for a bracha on Adam Godel. Let's take out the big ammunition over here. I said, no. We made it with his fatness. Lost. Anyway, sister got married to someone else. This Choshev HaBocher, who was a friend of mine, Leila Nebuch, married, had six, seven kids, and he got very, very sick and died. Left over Mishmacha for Yisrael. He got very, very sick. This is 15 years after that Maisa. And the next time I met this person, I said, you remember 15 years ago? You kept on saying, there's a Maisa Sotan. Davish is not letting you have this Bocher. What do you say now? I'm going to go back. All my time is in complaints I had of the Ebershter then. You think, Rabbi Sai, it's many times, it's not a sotam. It's a malach shel racham. Who knows why Hashem sent it, what Hashem sent, the Hashidus. I heard from the Melech. I can't remember which parsha was, but it was connected to this here. He said over a maisa that a couple came to the Chofetz Chaim. I don't remember all the details, and I can't say it over as geshmak as him. Okay? His Torah I could. His Torah I could say just as kemat as good as not the stories I cannot. No matter how I try, I cannot. He said a couple came to the Chofetz Chaim. They didn't have children for a few years. It was Seif Yamov. Seif Yamov, there was no Kabbalah's Kahal over there. The end. Anyone who looks at the Seif and Megid Yiv HaSoylem and some of the stories, you'll see what was going on with Seif Yamov. He was mamish, not well, cholosh. But they went and they were outside and they was crying at school, made so much noise that Chofetz Chaim heard, they let them in. They had a baby. Something they had a baby a few years to have children. They put the baby down on a bed and they said to the Chofetz Chaim, this baby is blind and deaf and he can't talk. This is what it could even be. They went to, I don't remember if the Chofetz Chaim once gave them a bracha, maybe that was part of the story. He waited, this is what the Eibishter gave us. The Chofetz Chaim Kayidu was very sensitive to parents who had children with special needs. The Zok that he used to stand up, he would stand up for them. He understood what was behind him. So the Chofetz Chaim was quiet for 10 minutes. And he said like this, the Chofetz Chaim said like this. After he opened his eyes and he started talking. And the Chofetz Chaim said, my Rebbe was the Tzaddik of Shlomo. Big, big, big Tzaddik, Shlomo. And if Shlomo was Nifter, we were sure he's going straight up to Gan Eden. But when he got up there, they didn't let him in. They said he had some small aveiros. The other people, they would look them over, but not for you. Small aveiros by an odd god, kichut tzayra. So there was a meeting back and forth what to do. They said, you have to go down to Olam Hazeh. You got to go again in a Gilgul to be masakin these aveiros, and then you'll be able to come back. It's a very, very famous big tzaddik, Shlomo. So they were nervous over there. Shlomo said, you send me back down. Who said it's a gamble, because you may end up in a worse situation than you were. Right now I'm here, I have some smaller variants. Maybe I'll do bigger variants. Not so poshut to take the gamble. So they said, so what do you, there's a mishpat. They said, so what do you propose? He said, send me down, Shlomo. But I should be deaf, blind, and dumb. I can't talk. I can't do any aveiros. If you can't hear and you can't see, yeah, you're not going to hear any lashon hara. There's no loisa suru. You're not going to talk any lashon hara. You will not have any aveiros. All the aveiros counts. So they said, that's what you want? Fine. So they sent him down. This is the Chofetz Chaim talking. Chofetz Chaim got up. He went over to the bed, to the baby, and he gave the baby a kiss. And he says, Shalom Aleichem Reb Shlomo. This is the story from the Chofetz Chaim. And the parents, the mother looks and she says, what? Shlomo? She picks up the baby and she says, well, I'm taking this home, this is not stop. This is the neshama from Shlomo by me. They sent it to me to take care of. What a schus, what a schus. This is the story that he said over. I think it was connected to this Maisa Sata. He was to send you something to give you a difficult life and a punishment. And it's a different life. We just don't know what's going on over here. We don't know what's. So Rabbeisai, I wanted to finish. You have to give me one more minute. Rabbeisai, I must just say, I'm sorry, one more minute. When the Osan opens up its peh, I got into the Sata. Afterward, the Bilam says to the Osan, what's going on over here? And the Satan says, the donkey says, what did you hit me for? What did you hit me for? A conversation between, he was having a conversation. He's talking to the donkey says to the Tirbats Bilam, Vayiftach Hashem Biyotzen, and the donkey says, Ma asisi lecho ki hikizani? Why do I deserve this hako? He says, did I ever do anything to you? Bilam answers him. He says, if I had a cherev, I'd kill you. Conversation back and forth. He says, what a musa shmus that Bilam didn't have. The stipler brings the medrash over here. The medrash says, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give animals a koyach hadibur? How come animals can't speak? Because we would not be able to stand up against them. Imagine a bocha coming out of the dira, coming to 9:45, first Seder, he meets a Yerushalayim cat. And the cat says, 9:45, doesn't Seder start 9:15? I said, yeah, you know, but last night I had this and that. The cat's looking like, oh, what do you say? Doesn't say that. You don't know the night before that say this done. If animals could talk, you'd be in very, very, very big trouble. You can't dray them around. They don't have, they say what they see. So Hashem took it. That's the cycle of the metrish. Hashem took the foot. What did the donkey say? Just what are you hitting me for? 40 years, I'm your good donkey, and here I go out, didn't chab, what are you doing? He didn't have an answer. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, Bilam should have seen this Pele HaGodl. He should have seen this Pele HaGodl. The donkey's talking. And instead, he would have had such a plea from the Nes. It's a Nes in his face, a Nes Nigle, that there's a Chiddush HaOilam, and there's an Eibishter, and he should have been Choshev Nisboinin, Me'es Hashem Hoysozois, L'sakel Atzosoi. The biggest message in the world that you shouldn't go. Aval mitoich achzoriusoi v'roi ativoi meroiv cheftzoi leleches bad lokach ho'inyin b'derech tamus v'heishiv ko'odom ha'medaber el chaleiru. He doesn't say, the pshat is not that Bilam chapt, but he did want to do it anyway. Lokach ha'dovor b'derech tamus. Yeah, this could happen sometimes, not often, it only happened once, so what? A person's midas, when he has a drive to do something and he has negias to do averis, not to be makabel oil, and he has an agenda, it will blind you so much. You will see manam and hashimayim every step you take of what you should be doing. But we take it b'derech tamos. Yeah, whatever it is. We take it b'derech tamos. That is a mida we have. That's also mital mida of shodilo. Abish to send messages. Little south of the Shmai. We'll also love you and see. The things are opened up, the curtains opened up, we'll see. Wow. How silly was I? How stupid I was. I should have seen this. I should have realized this. I missed that plane. I should have realized 100 things that Hashem is just directing me in the right way. And we take it with Derech Tamos. Tamos. A person goes to the zoo and he has no his iris afterward. Wow. There's a bori, yesh bori oilo. Because you're taking it b'derech tamos. Yeah, there's animals, so there's animals with all these colors and all these animals. Where'd they come? Don't know, could be. Maybe I once heard something about evolution. Everything in the world that you see, that's Bilam. You have an agenda, you'll take it b'derech tamos. Rabbi Sayyid, if anyone has a chance over Shabbos, the Volchonan's Yortzeit is today. And the first shmuz in the Koibitz Ma'amorim is this inyan about Emunah. And it's something that everyone should learn. You'll have an Oynik Shabbos if you do learn it. And it's a message for life. When he talks about how can there be a Chiyav Emunah? A Katan ben Yud Gimel Shana is Chayiv to believe in the Hashem, the Sheish Mitzvah, the Midas. He says there was Aristotle didn't believe in the Eibishter. There were big philosophers that didn't believe in it. And a child that's 13 years old is Chayav Mitzvah. He's Eved Avodah Zarah. How could there be such a tefillah? He has three or four questions. It's like a pelle. And he says, the mitzvah of Emunah is to be not to follow your taivas. If you have no taivas and no negias and you open your eyes, you'll see the Boreal in front of you. You don't need shirim and emunah. You need the issue is not the lack of emunah. The issue is the midos. Because if there's an emunah staring you in the face, that means I have to make Zman Kriyishma. One second, I got to think this over. There's an Eibish that's klor, that's Zman Kriyishma. It means I can't do whatever I want. I have to rearrange my Bein Hazmanim plans. It's not so kosher what I was doing. The whole everything's different. So therefore, we take it b'derech tamos. We take it to derech tamos. But it's a koyach. A person should just realize what we're made out of. We have this koyach to take things to derech tamos. That was part of the midas of Bilam, the Oyd Shem Shabbos.